I got a team full of real ones. I got a team full of real ones. I got a team full of real ones. I got a team full of real ones.
I got a team full of real ones.
What's up, guys?
Hey, y'all.
It's Clean Ears.
We're back.
And this is Saritha.
And this is Simone.
So, Saritha, how are you?
I'm doing great. I'm doing fabulous this beautiful October day. How about you?
I'm pretty good. Not sleepy. That is a blessing. And so, yeah, I'm good.
Yay. So, we got some housekeeping stuff for the Clean Ears crew, for all y'all listening. One thing we definitely want you guys to remember is our giveaway is still happening. We are taking all positive reviews on iTunes. So you're going to go ahead and review us on iTunes right now, guys. Right now.
Drop what you're doing right now. Are
right.
You driving?
Pause.
Pull over.
Pause. Which, pause the podcast. Go what? And review.
Don't you pause us.
Review us on iTunes. Hit that submit button because we are giving away a $20 gift card to two winners. So go ahead and send that review between October 1st and 31st.
Now, I understand that $20 may not seem like that much money, but let me give you three reasons why you should do this. One, the holidays are coming up. You can definitely do some damage with that. Two, if you thrift, it's like $1 million. Macklemore taught me. And three, if you really bout that life, then you can just find a legal way to flip that 20. Just saying. Just saying.
I think there's an app where you can put
yes.
your gift card on there and get the cash amount. So.
I think you should treat yourself, though.
Right. Go on Amazon. Get you an album. There's so much music happening.
That's what I'm gonna get a book. Get a book.
Why are you so mad at the people? What did they do to you?
I was really happy to think about the fact that you could buy a book.
Okay. Goodness gracious. Oh, and we also wanted to remind you that our Q&A episode is coming.
It's next.
It's coming. So we need your questions. We want you to email those questions to us at wiyh@cleanearshow.com.
Yes, please.
You can email your question. You can hit us in the comment section of any of our medias and leave a question there. We will find it and we'll get that as well. We want to make sure to answer your questions, guys.
Yes, and you can ask us about anything. You can ask us about music. You can ask us about faith. You can ask us about life. Things you cannot ask us to solve math problems.
Nah, bro.
We do not do homework. Do not put your homework assignment in our email. And yeah, that's about it. But you can ask us anything. Natural hair questions. We taking everything.
We take everything.
Recipes. Look. Listen. Listen.
What our plans are for the new year, any of that stuff. Come on.
Exactly.
Now they want to know why I ran for the draft. Came from the ghetto on a chain and a bezel and a whole double bag in the back of the leg. Whole double bag in the back of the leg. Whole double bag in the back of the leg. Swinging bend the corners, I'm just hanging with the homies. If you're hating, then I bet we leave you right with you.
And I got words all on my shirt telling you can smell the bass on my coat. And we keep a tight circle around here. We don't know you. Okay, you're too cold. I put it down, I rap for my coast. I'm a real player, I rap for my coach. All I see them wanna do is flex for the gram. Tell them get ghost, tell them get ghost.
So guys, in the true nature that is God's way to just be a giver, we have received recently a lot of new awesome music and we're gonna tell you about it.
It's been such a good, I guess, week. Really, like week and a half of new music that we just have to share. We did say some of these in the last one, but I don't know if you guys have been paying attention. I don't know if y'all be listening correctly because these albums are so good.
Yes. First, we have the Heart on My Sleeve EP by B. Rife that just came out. And it is really like some feel-good music. So that is out. Check it out. Purchase it. What else we got out, Saritha?
We have Reflections by Derek Minor. Y'all don't even know. He really explores so many different types of music within this album that you're really going to, it's going to be hard for you to not like something. You're going to find something that fits your groove and all the messages are great. We do have songs from all of these albums within this playlist for the month. So you definitely want to check that out as well.
Yes, another artist that dropped something that we are loving is Xavier Omar, formerly Spazzy Rocket, dropped Everlasting Wave. And I mean, it's just some real cool, smooth ride out. Enjoy the last bit of the summer type weather, even though it's not officially summer. Like, it's just a nice, vibey type listen. And so, yeah, enjoy that. Xavier Omar. What else we got?
We have the Intruder EP by Alex Faith.
Mm-hmm.
He is an OG of the Christian hip hop game, and he definitely gave us some great music this time around. You want to check it out. It has got them old school hip hop beats. You're yes. definitely going to be feeling that, and it'll give you a good, you know, deep gutta southern feeling if you like that, which we do.
Yes.
This episode of Queen News features music by Alex Faith featuring Keyshawn Furlow, Flame featuring Melinda Watts, Sango, Xavier Omar, Waldo, Derek Minor, SO featuring Cannon, God's Servant, John Mayer, and Be Right featuring Kristen Gray. Please visit www.cleanearshow.com for the full versions of these songs and a few more that we're listening to. We hope you enjoy what's in our headphones.
You're here for a reason. You're alive, you're alive. In your loneliest times, you look for a song to play. Is this okay? In your loneliest time. In your loneliest times, you look for a song to play. Is this okay?
Friends, ch-do-do-do-ch. How many of us have them? Friends.
Y'all, I've been waiting since we decided to talk about this. That's all I've wanted to do for y'all. We can wrap this up. Conversation over.
And prayer.
But for real though, we are going to get into talking about friendship and just how to get a friend, how to be a friend, how to, I don't know, all things friendship. So, but first we're going to pray it up. Heavenly Father, we thank you so much for this time that we get to come together, Lord, and just talk about how we can learn to love on your people, Lord. We pray that you are present in this conversation and that you lead us and guide us in what you'd like for us to say to the listeners. And I pray, Lord, that everyone is enriched and that your name is glorified. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen. All right, y'all. So, yes, we're talking about friends. I know we have an episode for the God Squad, y'all.
Episode 2.
So we definitely want to delve deeper into this because it's deeper than just having people around. A lot of times we need a little bit more instruction on how to get these people in our lives and how to be a friend. I think, yes. Especially as we're older, you know, there's no school to make friends because you're forced to be around each other. You're just out here living your life alone.
Dolo.
And you're trying to figure out how to get people in your life. So here we are, your internet friends.
Hey.
Your podcasting friends to help you get some real life friends in your life.
One of the major things to do is, and it's actually a really simple, basic thing, I guess, also to start, is to put yourself out there. I think a lot of times we don't want to be rejected, even if it's as simple as like, hey, girl, are you free for coffee? If there's somebody that you want to connect with, and I've struggled with this because sometimes I find myself checking your social media to make sure that you're available first so that I can lessen the chances of me being rejected. But you know what? A no or a not right now is just not the worst thing in the world when it comes to someone's availability. And at the end of the day, if you're wanting to connect with this person, be intentional about reaching out and making real plans.
Right. And another way to put yourself out there is to just kind of get a little bit more social. I think a lot of times you're expecting good friends to just fall into your lap. And I did not make my friends at my house. Like, I had to get out of the house. For some of us, that means like a small group or a Bible study, which is a little bit easier than maybe church, where there's a couple hundred or thousands
right.
people. And at your Bible study, there's maybe 10 or 20, and you can make a friend a little bit easier because you already know you have this a basis of, hey, at least we go to church together. So you can start a conversation that way. If you volunteer somewhere, whether you can make a friend that way. If you have like a meetup, a lot of people have meetups in their towns, and if you like have some of the same recreational things that you like to do together, you can make that happen that way. We have a meetup for podcasters that we go to, and we've made friends with other podcasters just by showing up.
Legit. Shout out to Podcast ATL, the dopest meetup group that I've ever been to. Not just saying that because it's the first. They really do go hard, and we've learned a lot.
That's how you make friends. Well, one way.
Exactly. Or you can do like what Saritha did with me, guys, where she just cornered me. She stopped me as I was trying to sneak out the door at small group and was like, yo, this did not happen. We gonna be friends.
I said, hey, girl, what's up?
Now, but for real, though, she was really intentional about walking up to me, like, tell me about yourself. And I was like, what? What do you want? But then I was like, she's having a conversation with me. And then look at where we are now.
Yay!
You better get excited. You clap.
I'm so excited about this friendship.
You stand and clap. Right now.
I'm in the front row of your life, girl. You just got to deal with me.
She does have VIP tickets in my life, though.
Oh, goodness.
Oh, my goodness. But yeah, I just say, especially in a small group situation or something that's a little bit more intimate, it's okay to just walk up to somebody and say, hey, I really like that point that you shared earlier, and strike up a conversation. When in doubt, when you are striking up a conversation with someone that you don't know, you can ask basic questions. How long have you been in this group? If it's not in a small group setting, you can just say, where are you from? What do you do? Really basic stuff. I know it sounds like super duper elementary, but I think that with social media, we feel like we're in somebody's life because, well, she posts a lot of stuff on social media and I always like her posts. And a lot of times we think that that's giving us an in with someone. And it's like, I'm not scrolling down to see who likes my post. Mm-hmm. But if you speak to me, if you message me, or if you comment or something like that on social media, then it's like, oh, I actually see you and can interact, just like in a situation where you're in person. If you walk up to that person and say something, then it's easier to interact because you're already engaged in a conversation. So, yeah, put yourself out there.
Yes.
Second tip that's worked for us is to be the friend that you want to have. That is actually kind of tough because if you want friends who are reliable, you've got to be reliable too. And I feel like one thing that helped in my friendship with Saritha is that we were both shower uppers.
Mm-hmm. And yes, that's a word.
Oh, yeah. Today it is. But anytime you listen to this. And it made a world of difference because we became friends from just constantly showing up to the same place. And then we ended up having things that and moments where we would show up for each other to support each other in different things. She would have something going on in the ministry that she served in, and I would come. I would have something going on with the ministry that I served in, and she would come. And it seems like a really basic thing to do, but it actually helped our friendship out a lot because she felt like, wow, when I had this moment where I was a little bit nervous and I had something to celebrate, she was there, and vice versa.
Very much so. I think a lot of times we forget that like the golden rule, do legit unto others as you would have them do unto yourself. So a lot of times we want the other person to do all the work. You want to be pursued. You want to feel like the special person when in actuality, friendship is supposed to be equal. Like you're supposed to be there for the other person. The whole reason for a friend is not just to get the stuff that you want off of your chest, but to be there for someone else so they can get the stuff that they want off of their chest. You want to be able to be hand in hand and not one person or the other leading. It's not like in a relationship we have to figure out, you know, who's leading this thing. In a friendship, you guys are together. So it's a little bit different in that you can really, you know, be 100% there for that other person and kind of let the guards down a bit faster than you would in like a relationship.
Absolutely. If you want your friends to ask you how you're doing and check on you and be mindful of your health and well-being, do the same for your friends. Because sometimes it's a conversation that they're very much capable of having or desiring to have. But sometimes it takes you putting forth that effort for them to say, okay, this is the kind of dialogue that she's interested in. I can reciprocate that for her or him.
Mm-hmm. No, we got a lot of scriptures and like all in Proverbs. Because Proverbs, y'all, has a bunch of word about friendship. Like Proverbs has friendship advice, relationship advice, money advice, life advice. It's great. You need to get up in that.
Mm-hmm.
What I like is Proverbs 27 and 10. It says, never abandon a friend, either yours or your father's. When disaster strikes, you won't have to ask your brother for assistance. It's better to go to a neighbor than to a brother who lives far away. And that makes a lot of sense for me because a lot of my family does not live in the city or the state. They don't even live in this time zone. So I don't have the luxury of going to my family all the time, but my friends have become like my family. And so I'm able to go to the people who are close to me with issues that I'm having, with joys, the good and the bad. And they've really become the people who hold me up or celebrate with me when things are happening.
Exactly. Another scripture, as Aretha says, it's also in Proverbs, is Proverbs 17:17. A friend is always loyal, and a brother is born to help in time of need.
These friends are loyal.
We have problems.
Oh, my goodness. Another one that I love, Proverbs 18:24. There are friends, quote unquote, who destroy each other, but a real friend sticks closer than a brother.
Bruh.
Right there.
We in this room right now shouting. And then Proverbs 27:6 says, wounds from a sincere friend are better than many kisses from an enemy. And that makes me think of having the kind of friend who also holds you accountable, but you also having to be that kind of person. I know that if I was left in my life, Saritha would be like, bruh, you still saved? What's going on?
Mm-hmm.
And Courtney would do the same in a very sweet voice, even though she'll be yelling. She'd be whisper yelling, y'all. And so.
Courtney's a very nice person, guys.
I know. I'm giving her a hard time because she'd be whisper yelling. And
you're just that mama deep inside right now, guys. You're in so much trouble.
She gonna be me. But your relationships are as real as you allow them to be and as real as you are in them. And when you have candid conversations and real conversations, and you're okay to pull someone to the side and say, you know what, I love you and I'm not trying to come for you, but you know, I just noticed something that's a little bit different or a little off in your behavior, and I really just want to make sure that you're okay and that there isn't anything that I can do to help, and just let you know that I'm here, you know, then you will get that back in your friend as well. Now, I'm not saying that the conversation is going to be smooth. That's for another podcast. You might have to just slide on back to that snippet we just dropped. But I've personally found that the realer I am, the more transparent I am in my relationships in terms of sharing with people, then I feel like that's what I get back. And I feel like that's how we end up sharpening each other, because we're able to be vulnerable and share things with each other and correct and calm and console each other when things are going on.
That is so true. I'm telling you guys, my really close friends, my inner circle, they know everything. And they're the people that I can go to. And I'm like, y'all, you don't understand. Like, I'm going through blah, 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 blah. And, you know, I don't have to re-explain stuff because I really have already gone deep with them. They know why this is a trigger for me already. Or they know why this would be an issue. Or they would know why this is a triumph if I come over or something. Because they're like, hey, I know where you come through, you know, where you've been in your life. And so you would want those people. You don't want to be walking through this life by yourself. So you need to also be that person. Pay attention when they're talking to you.
Right.
Because listen. That's something that they may even inadvertently tell you something that's really important. So you need to be there for them.
Absolutely. I felt that one.
Mm.
And the last point that we have, but it is oh so major that I have to clap while I say it. Do the work. I don't know how that sounded on the mic, so do the work. That's what I said. Do the work. I think a lot of times we expect that we're going to get into relationships and end up in marriages and things like that, and we feel like, oh, those are the kinds of relationships that we need to work on. But I feel like it starts with friendship. And a lot of times we don't necessarily put the work required into friendships, and then we end up saying things like, people are fake. And we just end up generalizing and making blanket statements about the people in our lives when we don't see them do a particular thing for us or engage with us in a particular way. And just like we said in the previous point, both of the previous points, it really does start with you. Do the work. Calling people is work. Sometimes I'm sleepy and I'll be like, oh my gosh, such and such texted me earlier and I did not hit her back. All right, Simone, sit up. You have 10 minutes. Call this girl. And it is work. Some, you know, to check in when I have a friend who's going through something, I may be dog tired, because you see a theme here, always tired. I could be dog tired and I'd be like, dang, I know my friend is going through a breakup or something like that. I haven't hit her up all week. Let me see what she's doing. It takes work to be present in people's lives and to be there for them and the things that they have going on. Somebody might have a function going on. She painted a stick figure and she wants you to come out and see it on display. And you'd be like, girl, why? But when you can, do the work, be present for people, reach out when you know you reach, when you need to. And don't, if you find that you're always making statements like, dang, I've been meaning to hit you up, I've been meaning to hit you up, I've been meaning to hit you up, then it's like, well, wait, what's happening? Why all your meanings ain't connecting?
Mm-hmm.
You know, that could be like, that to me is an indicator that something maybe needs to be reprioritized, if you're especially if you're feeling a deficiency in your friendships.
That's so true. I know that with a lot of people, they'll say, oh, we should hang out, and then you never hear from them ever again. And so that's not that's not being a real friend. That's not actually meaning to hang out. It's just words, and no one wants that. But the action behind it is, hey, we need to hang out. Let's put something on the calendar. Let's, you know, reconnect, blah, blah, blah. What are your next 2 weeks looking like? When you're actually making plans with people, when you're actually putting forth the effort, it's going to take some sacrifice on your part. It's not going to be easy, but that's the point. You're saying that you want to be in somebody's life, and so it's not going to be easy. You're going to have to dig in, and you're going to have to make an effort to maintain that friendship, not just start it, but maintain it.
Yes.
Maintain that thing through thick and thin, through, you know, you're in a relationship. You need to make sure your friends are still, you know, around. You shouldn't just dip out because you're in a relationship. All of a sudden, we don't ever see you again, or your job got, you know, really real. All right, cool. You got lunches. I got lunches. Let's lunch together.
Lunch. You got lunch.
Hey.
But that is so, so true. Follow through. I feel like when we're dealing with the opposite sex, if a guy were to say to me, like, oh, I've been meaning to hit you. I've been meaning to hit you. Ah, you know what I'm saying? Like, dang, we need to link up. Oh, I've been meaning to holler at you. And nothing came of that. That person would be so super duper Casper in my life. Like, gone. Ghost. And I feel like with, if you're looking to cultivate a relationship with somebody, make sure that you're following through as a friend. Because if you become that friend that's known for just saying stuff and it has no weight, then after a while it's like, if you can't even follow through with a simple, like, we should link up, then you can't expect to be having no A-list status when it comes to my functions. So when there's a wedding or a party or an event or something that I'm tied to, and then the same people sometimes try to pull up and be like, hey, girl. And I'm be like, hey,
what's that line?
What?
Well, he's like, if you weren't with me at the...
Oh, you wasn't with me on the... Oh, dang it. No, it's not it. You weren't with me at the something. Ah,
right. You know what I'm talking about, though, right?
Yeah, but you can miss me when I touch down. And that's true.
Something about the 10th. I don't know where you're at.
I don't know.
It was a football reference.
If you weren't there in the beginning, don't pull up on me when stuff is good. And I'm not saying that because I'm a mean person. I'm just like, boo to everybody. But I do feel like follow through. I actually have a really good friend from high school, Jocelyn. And not the loving hip hop girl, please don't. but she was like, we'd actually gotten together a couple of years ago. We had a classmate that passed away, and there were a bunch of us that got together. At this point, I know I'm dating myself, but it was like, okay, it was like 05. I'm not about to do that level of math right now. I'm tired. But it was 05, I think, and a bunch of us had gotten together from school, and we're like, you know what? Life is too short. We should never lose touch. And she told me, you know that you're the only person that after that day actually hit me up and was like, hey, you want to hang out? And I think it's important that you are just a person of your word, and that you're mindful about just making commitments that don't mean anything. Because when you're telling me that we should link up, I'm immediately whipping out my phone, like, when? And if you're just making a statement, I'm like, is that your greeting? Is that how you greet people? I don't know. But I don't know how to process just an open-ended, loose, we should get together eventually kind of thing. That's just not the kind of friend I am. And she says, you know, you're the kind of person that if you say we're going to keep in touch, I know I'm going to hear from you. And I'm not saying that to big up myself and say that I got this in the bag and everybody needs to do better. I'm saying that to say that I'm very intentional about that. Siri is the homie. If you cross my mind and it's 3 a.m., I promise you I'll roll over and be like, Siri, tell me to remind me to text such and such at noon, and then I'm right back asleep. And that's just how intentional I am about making sure that I don't forget people, because sometimes it may not be my own thinking. It may be God telling me to hit somebody up. It may be God telling me to connect with somebody. It may be God saying you should go have coffee with this person, or whatever the situation may be. And I don't want my own personal laziness or negligence, lack of desire, whatever, to get in the way of that, because I've cultivated some great relationships that started from people that honestly I didn't want to be bothered with. And that is real talk.
That's not me though.
No.
But John 15:15.
Bullied me.
make things happen.
Bully me.
There is a great word on this. And Jesus, as in everything else, has really shown us how to be a friend. I mean, he had 12, but then he cut them down to 3 that he was real, real cool with. So but he says, I no longer call you slaves because a master doesn't confide in his slaves. Now you are my friend since I have told you everything the Father told me. Mm. And he was really trying to say, like, you're no longer arm's length away from me. Like, we're friends. He and his disciples, who later became apostles, like, they were really friends because he's like, I tell you everything the Father has told me. I tell you everything that's deep down, good and bad. They heard everything from Jesus, okay? And so you definitely want to be that type of friend who doesn't keep people at arm's length, but as God, like, allows these relationships to grow, you really do invest yourself, your time, your energy, your stories, your... You know, you never know where it's going to come. I mean, legitimately, friendship became business partners, became podcasters. So, hey. Yo, this is what it is.
Friendship is lit. another scripture that we have is from Romans 1:12. When we get together, I want to encourage you in your faith, but I also want to be encouraged by yours. It's kind of been the running theme of the conversation that we've had today, which is just, hey, it's not just, it starts with you, but what you give is truly what you get back in a functional friendship. And it's not just about being a leech to someone else's faith and connections or whatever, but it's also about being there, being a good friend, and being able to encourage that person as well and reciprocate what that person has given to you. And I think, like, for single people, I think it's great, a great, great, great way to prepare for a marriage is to be more intentional about your friendships, because you don't need a whole lot of friendship.
For real. I mean, let's really think about this. If you cannot maintain a platonic friendship where nobody but want to be in a relationship, you might have a problem.
Yeah, I think it's important to definitely take some corrective steps, because, you know, like, a life equivalent, and this is something that, I mean, I'm not just making this up. This is something I've heard of from married friends, especially with kids. It's like, you got to commit to a date night. If people are busy, if people are entrepreneurs, or if they have a new baby and they want to make sure that they keep their relationship theirs as well. There's still moments like that where these same scenarios apply in marriage. You can't just want to come in and I want to tell you about my horrible day and okay, bye, I'm about to go drink this wine or whatever and not hear about your day. So I feel like practicing reciprocity now in a situation that's platonic, where you're a little bit less emotionally invested, at least to start, is a great way for you to help to prepare for marriage as well. So that's a bonus.
Yeah, we're here for it. So we want to make sure you guys are learning how to be friends. It's getting them real wins in your life.
Absolutely. And so if you have any additional questions about this podcast, you know, you can always hit us on social media and continue the conversation. Or since we're going into our Q&A episode for episode 20, which is our next one, you can also email questions to WIYH@cleanearshow.com, and we'll be more than happy to answer as many as we can on the show, or if not on social media, probably more than likely Twitter, but one of these medias or all of them, however we can make that work.
For sure. Definitely want to make sure you guys are hitting this up. Listen to this over and over if you're having some anxiety or issues on making friends. We're here for you. We'd love to answer your questions, and we hope this helps.
Absolutely.
Let's pray it out.
Pray it out, pray it out. I'm sorry. Okay. Lord, we thank you so much for this discussion. We thank you for the opportunity that we get to talk about how we can live out your word. Father, I pray that the things that we share today just rest within the hearts and the minds of the listeners, Lord. I pray that stronger friendships are cultivated. I pray that new friendships are formed, Lord. I just want to pray against fear, Lord, because you've not given us the spirit of fear, but of power and love and of a sound mind, God. So as we go forward into these situations that can be a little scary with making new friends, Lord, we just trust that you go before us and that we'll have the courage that we need from you to be able to approach people and cultivate good, healthy, godly friendships. In Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen. I've been rapping and you ain't noticed. It ain't a surprise. I can rip it again if you
like a Range Rover. Hit the lanes of the blaze over. Cause the industry is killing the beauty of the vein on. So I'm coming up with a takeover. I'm on a new wave, but what's the new dance funny? You know.
Most my life I've been on this new wave. Love God always, that's the new wave. I ain't even been home maybe for 2 days. Cause I've been on this road steady on a new wave. Yeah, I'm on a new wave. Me and my team on a new wave. Yeah, I'm on a new wave.
We are going to play a new game.
Ish. Have you ever been to a funeral and thought, it's some other stuff I would like to just be burying? Well, today's your lucky day.
Faux show. This game is called Laid to Rest.
We killing stuff.
We're just letting things that are already dead die. You know, this is what we're doing right now. We're just things that have been overplayed, overdone, that need to stop happening right now.
They're already dead.
They're already dead. We are just now utilizing them.
Yes, we're like Ghostbusters right now.
So we've got two things that we definitely know need to go ahead and die.
All right. So we have Saritha go first.
Yes. My thing that definitely needs to be laid to rest is the dab, y'all. The dab is dead. The dab needs to stay dead. And how do I know it's dead? Hillary Clinton's doing the dab, guys. Come on. When presidential candidates decide to connect with the culture by dabbing, it's a wrap. You know how else I know the dab is dead? I went to a baseball game, and every time the camera happened to be upon a child, they did not just dab one time, not even two times. Children were dabbing for their lives. They were dabbing every single offbeat they could find. They were dabbing on the 1, 2, 3, 4, and a half. I just don't want the dab to stay. It was barely a dance in the first place. It was a sneeze that was misread, and then all of a sudden has become the dance craze of 2015. Notice I say 15 and not 16 because it's dead.
It died. Let it die.
Goodness gracious. Okay, I'm dead.
Dearly beloved, we're gathered here today to lay to rest. It sounded like a wedding, didn't it? This horrible thing called hashtag relationship goals. I have so many problems with that. What I cannot stand is to be on Instagram minding my business and trying to just double tap good things and find out what music I need to listen to. And then I see a picture of a couple, a celebrity couple, any celebrity couple. And below it, you'll see the person who posted it put hashtag relationship goals. The reason why I have a problem with that is because wanting love and happiness for yourself is one thing. There's nothing wrong with that. I think that's just goals, period.
Yeah.
When you attach that to somebody else, then it just looks like you're idolizing their relationship. And I really feel like at the end of the day, it's on such a superficial level. People go hard in the paint for Steph and Aisha Curry, and I'm legit like, but why? Like, seriously, why? I mean, I think that they're, you know, from what I see of them as a couple, like, they're great. They have good things going on for themselves. Okay. But at the same time, I'm just like, to go as far as to say they're the goal? You don't know their struggles. You don't know their lives. You don't know their stuff. And then I also see situations where things are really dysfunctional and people still put hashtag relationship goals on that. And that concerns me. Like, when Suicide Squad came out and people were, like, all over Harley Quinn and the Joker, and there were a lot of memes going on with relationship goals for that. And I'm just like, wait, that's really dysfunctional. And I feel like at the end of the day, my opinion on it is that I want a love that's for me. And I don't care how that looks to other people. So I don't really care to look at somebody else's relationship and say their goals. I want what God has for me. And I want that to be good and whole and healthy and glorifying to God. And I don't get that from a picture that I see on social media. And I don't feel like I know enough about anybody's relationship for that. So I'm not here for assigning hashtag relationship goals to something that I don't know anything about. I don't know enough about it to be talking about how I want it. And I don't believe in idolizing the people, the imperfect people who are in this relationship, when I could be idolizing my perfect God and the gorgeous person that he's created for me. So, yeah, hashtag relationship goals. Put it into the ground.
Right.
R.I.P.
Right. Ashes to ashes, dust to the dab. It's over.
Rise, always back from the mainland. Yo, it's the great I am, it's the slain lamb. Yo, take a clear view with biblical binoculars. Yo, it's the root of David, come see this conqueror. Yo, he's the lion of the tribe of Judah, the iron ruler. He's the awesome king, the just and righteous doer. From the
throne. Now, it's our favorite time of the podcast. We're going to talk about what's in our headphones. Yes, and I'm going to go first. You guys have figured this out by now, but this is Sarita, and my song is called Special Eyes by Xavier Omar.
Which way are you going? Swear I'll meet you halfway. Your left hand I'm holding, girl, I want you to know. You're my favorite blessing.
The reason I love this song, part of the reason I really love this song, is the arrangement. Guys, there are live horns in the song. Y'all don't even understand how much, this might be the next Late to Rest, but you may not understand how much we dislike those played, non-real synth horns that be in these songs that don't even sound like real instrumentation. This is live horns, guys. This song feels so old school. It's got that really, really good vibe that I love. And he's talking about how, you know, the love of his life has special eyes. Like, they see each other differently. You know, I'm feeling stuff like that. You know, I'm not even, you know, with nobody, but I like feelings, you know, every once in a while. And this one has a good one. So definitely want to check out that whole album, but especially Special Eyes. I'm sure you guys will love it.
Special Eyes, Special Clay.
You know,
it's real special. Well, this is Simone, and the song that's in my headphones is Winning Feeling by Be Rife, featuring Kristen Gray.
Because I got that winning feeling. They can't slow me down. I got that winning feeling. Nothing's going to stop me now. We can't deny. We're never going to win if we're never going to try. And this life is sly, it'll pass right by in the blink of an eye. I know your weather's run dry and you're in out of luck, but we're running out of time. You figure why bother, I figure why not. I'm feeling like a winner, let's put it on the line.
I really like this song because from the moment I pressed play on his EP, this song came on and I could not stop my body from moving. It just made me feel so chipper. Like, it's one of those, like, it's one of those upbeat songs that even if you're kind of in a meh mood, you're like, I can't, I gotta get into it. Ah, my body's moving. So that's kind of what took place. And so I really like that song for that reason. But also, it's just something about that Be Rife, Kristen Gray combo. If you are familiar with School of Roses by Kristen Gray, like, you will hear a lot of collaboration between the two of them, and they work really, really well together. On this record, I love how the sound of their voices played off each other. You have Kristen's voice, which is a little bit more robust, and B-Rite's that's really, really light, and the way that they go together, like a nice little cocktail when they go around each other with the ad-libs. It was really beautiful. My ears were pleased listening and trying to pick out which voice was which. I really liked it. Winning feeling. It'll make you feel like you win it. I promise.
Off my head, your voice comes thrashing wildly through my quiet bed.
You saying bye bye. So, guys, now it is our least favorite part of the podcast, and that's where we have to say goodbye to you.
I don't know why we put these together. It's like, yay, no, why?
Because we're just messed up that way,
I guess that's how it is. But we want to make sure to give some special shout-outs. Of course, we want to thank Courtney P. She's definitely keeping us together this time around.
Yeah, she says that we play too much and we're not focused, so she has to be mean mommy today.
Oh, goodness. We're all over the place. But we love y'all, so you definitely want to do this.
Yes, and shout out to Courtney because she's not feeling well, and she is still, she showed up. She's still working. She's legit laid out right now. but somehow still working. I gotta check on that. I'm not sure. Who else we thanking?
We gotta thank the collective, guys. This blog has been blowing up lately. You guys have been leaving comments telling us how this has been affecting you, and we truly, truly appreciate it. All of our writers are amazing, and we want to, of course, thank the person who did our last blog post, which was Tiny Wins, talking about Secret Sin. You guys have to definitely check that out. And then on November 1st, Saritha.
Oh my gosh.
Will be posting her first entry on the blog. So you guys can check that out as well.
I'm sorry. I'm going to do that every time we talk about this. It is involuntary than a mug.
Y'all think you want to write, so it's good. It's good.
Yes. Another thing that we would love for you guys to do is visit our website, www.cleanairshow.com. There is so much goodness for you on there. And you've got our playlists, you got our podcasts, you got our pictures, you got our prayer corner, and you've got the collective. Sorry, it doesn't start with a P, but but it's still lit and it's on there. Check it out. What else can they find on there?
You can find our Patreon. You guys, that is definitely starting to pick up as well. So yay, thank you for everybody who's putting a little on it, you know, a little some. Every little bit counts, guys. And so we're definitely going to be pushing that definitely toward the end of the year. All of November, December, is going to be a lot of exclusive stuff happening on the Patreon. We want you guys to check that out. We want you to support us, because everything that we do on our Patreon is going to be able to affect you. The sound quality will be better. What up?
Hey.
You know, we may be able to get like another mic, which means that we'll be able to do interviews with some cool people. We already started connections. Do it to see us on different things. We want to make sure that you guys are getting all that you can from Clean Ears. We want to make sure to give you guys the best possible product that you could have ever listened to. We want to be up there for you.
Yes. So until then,
have a good time.
Have a good life.
Life, dang, we just changing it up. We never hear from you again.
Have a good time, life. Bye-bye.